Free is one of the most powerful words in marketing, and church software companies know it. Scroll through almost any ministry tool's homepage and you'll see it. Free trial, free plan, free forever, up to a point. For a cash-strapped church, those words feel like an answer to prayer. Then 6 months in, the invoices start. What free usually means? In most cases, free is the beginning of a sales funnel, not the end of one. The free trial gets you in the door and dependent on the system before the bill arrives. The free plan caps out the moment your church grows, past a certain number of members, contacts, or giving transactions, right when you can least afford to switch. And what looked free on the homepage often turns out to mean free to look at with the features you actually need, like online giving, text messaging, or check-in, locked behind a paid tier. None of this makes those companies dishonest. It's a legitimate business model, and plenty of churches are happy customers. But it's worth knowing what you're actually signing up for before your ministry budget depends on it. The costs that sneak up on you. A few patterns show up again and again in freemium church software, per record or per contact pricing. Your plan is free until your database crosses a threshold. Then suddenly you're paying monthly based on headcount, even for visitors and inactive members still sitting in your system. Transaction fees on giving. The giving portal is free to set up, but every donation gets a percentage taken off the top, on top of card processing fees. Over a year, that adds up to real money that never reaches your ministry. Feature paywalls, texting your congregation, building an app, or running background checks all sound included, until you discover they're each a separate add-on. Data, lock in. If you ever decide to leave, exporting your member records, giving history, or attendance data can come with a fee or a frustrating runaround. Some churches stay with a tool they've outgrown simply because leaving is harder than staying. Ask these questions before you sign up. Before adopting any free church software, it's worth getting clear answers to a few questions. What happens to pricing as our church grows? Is there a fee on giving, and if so, how much? Which features are actually included, and which cost extra later? Can we export our data freely if we ever leave? If a vendor can't answer these plainly, that's information too. What truly free looks like. There's a difference between free to start and free. Church Apps was built on the idea that ministry software shouldn't come with an asterisk. B1 Church includes membership management, online giving with no platform fee, group communication, and a mobile app, all free with no contact limits and no surprise upgrade wall. Lessons.church and Free Play cover curriculum and kids ministry streaming. Free Show handles worship presentation. Every one of these tools is free for churches of any size, trusted by over 14,700 churches worldwide. Free trials aren't inherently a problem, and many churches find real value in paid platforms that fit their needs. The goal isn't to avoid every company that uses the word free. It's to read the fine print, ask the right questions, and make sure the tool that's supposed to serve your ministry doesn't end up working against your budget. Visit churchapps.org to learn more.